You're listening to New Tinea. Light made one soft material twist, spin, and reset. Researchers used pattern light to make one homogeneous hydrogel form right-handed and left-handed shapes, erase them in darkness, and drive rotation. The response was fast and reversible in laboratory demonstrations, but the material has not yet proved long-term durability, useful force, or operation inside a practical robot. A flat strip of water-rich polymer can now be told which way to twist simply by changing where light falls on it. In laboratory tests, the same material formed right-handed helices, left-handed helices, and tendril-like shapes, then returned to its starting state in darkness. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
A team at the University of Science and Technology of China programmed a homogeneous photoactive hydrogel with spatially patterned light.
Why does it matter?
One piece could switch its handed shape and even turn that twist into self-propelled rotation, a useful capability for future soft actuators.
What is the catch?
The paper demonstrates material behavior under controlled illumination, not a durable robot ready for real environments. Key number. The hydrogel expanded by more than 80,000% in volume within 40 seconds under the reported test conditions. Why changing the direction of a twist matters. A screw, spring, or plant tendril has a handedness. It curls in one direction rather than the other. Engineers can build that geometry into a device, but changing it after fabrication usually requires layered materials, permanent patterns, or a new component. The new hydrogel starts as a chemically homogeneous strip. Pattern illumination creates an expansion mismatch across the strip, letting the researchers choose whether it bends into a helix or a twist, and whether that shape turns right or left. That control could eventually help small soft machines alter how they grip, move, or interact with narrow spaces. New Tinea has previously covered a soft robot designed to dress a moving person, where compliance came from the robot's structure. Here, the material itself supplies the changing geometry. How patterned light reshapes one material. The polymer network contains spiroperin molecules that change form under light. That photoisomerization alters interactions inside the network and draws in water, producing rapid local swelling. Illuminating one side creates an asymmetric strain gradient that favors a helix. Illuminating both sides produces a different internal pattern and can favor a twist. When the light is removed, the network contracts in darkness, erasing the programmed shape, so another light pattern can write a new one. The team also combined regions with opposite handedness and made tendril-like forms. In a proof of locomotion, the shape change generated rotation, showing that the geometry can do mechanical work rather than merely produce an unusual silhouette. Before we overstate the result, the paper reports laboratory specimens and controlled light patterns, not a complete autonomous robot. The 80,000% figure describes volumetric expansion, not travel speed, lifting capacity, or energy efficiency. Long-term cycle life, fatigue, operation under changing temperatures, and useful force at larger scale still need systematic testing. Patterned illumination must reach the material, which could limit operation in opaque or cluttered environments. What happens next? The clearest next test is endurance. How many write, erase, and rewrite cycles the strip can survive without losing speed or shape accuracy. Researchers will also need to measure force, energy use, and control precision while the actuator carries a load. The result complements earlier work on a skin-like hydrogel that maintains sensor contact through sweat and motion. Both exploit water-rich polymer networks, but the new study uses swelling gradients to create movement rather than electrical contact.
Takeaway:
the advance is not that light can move a soft material. It is that one uniform strip can reversibly choose opposite-handed shapes and convert them into rotation. Whether that elegant control becomes useful robotics will depend on force, fatigue, and optical access, none of which the current demonstration settles. Read the full article at newtknia.com.